Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Marshall Tucker bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. His new book is called Hell or Richmond, ladies and gentlemen. It's an outstanding novel about a particular period of time in the during the Civil War. Spring of 64, wasn't it, Ralph?
Spring of 64, Wilderness, Spotsylvania, Cold Harbor,
yeah.
Horrible battles.
Ralph Peters, ladies and gentlemen, that's his voice. He's the author of this outstanding historical novel about the Civil War. Ralph, thanks again for staying with us.
Delighted to speak with you.
We're talking about the privacy issues, the National Security Agency PRISM. We're going to talk about that a little bit. In the previous segment, I mentioned the Fourth Amendment and how I consider it to be pretty unambiguous about what it says about our rights. Ralph, you spent a lot of time in the intelligence apparatus in your term in the military. You're not concerned about this. Tell us why.
Oh, first of all, you know, my fellow conservatives complain about Hollywood all the time. And yet, where do they get their idea about the intelligence system and how it works? From Hollywood conspiracy movies, thrillers, TV shows. And, you know, is Hollywood really going to give you an accurate picture of our intelligence world, considering that those scripts are written by someone who's never, people who've never been in the intelligence world? No, I was in and out of the intelligence world for over 20 years. I think I have pretty good credentials as a patriot. I love this country. I value the Constitution. I took my oath and honored it to the letter and still do. I live it even as a civilian. But I will tell you, the picture Hollywood creates of our intelligence world, of this conspiracy-minded bunch of fascists waiting to take over, coming with black helicopters, you know, the people I know in the intelligence world, they don't drive black helicopters. They drive Hondas. Please give me a minute here.
Okay.
Just a moment. They're decent, hardworking people who could, most of whom could make more money elsewhere. Most of them are bureaucrats sitting at desks or computer
You walks, understand that those analysts. Aren't the people we're concerned about, right?
Well, the people you should be concerned about are not the intelligence agency professionals.
That we agree on that.
Be concerned about political appointees.
Bingo. And that's the problem. And see, this is what's getting creepy. This is starting to move the needle on our creepy meter. Whenever we realize what the government has done with the IRS, what the Obama administration has done with the IRS, what the Obama administration has done with snooping on journalists, and now we hear about PRISM, Ralph, where they've got. Tell the audience what PRISM is all about.
You have to do that because.
It's my understanding that the government has literally tapped into the servers of the big platforms, Google, Yahoo, Microsoft, et cetera, et cetera. This is not just about 100 million Americans on a phone record, not the details, but just the phone records from one carrier. This is about the government having access to the servers, plugging right into these servers. Is that true? Do you think that's true?
Jim, I know it's not. I mean, it's true that, obviously, it's certainly true that NSA conducts surveillance of externals from internet, phone calls, et cetera. That's their job. What is not true, and the reason I can't discuss some details, because I still come from that world,
yeah.
You know, so I have to be careful what language I use, but I can tell you this. I can promise your listeners that the people at NSA are not looking over their shoulder as they're trolling websites, or they're not listening into your phone calls with your girlfriend. If nothing else, they don't have time.
They're busy chasing
terrorists.
I agree with that. But here's the thing about it, though, Ralph. They've got blanket access now.
No, they do not.
This.
No, Jim. They
well, that's
not
what PRISM. That's what PRISM is all about.
No, it is not blanket
is it?
Access. It's about culling wide ranges of data, not the content of messages, but rather the external connection. What we're looking for is connections where somebody in Yemen or Saudi Arabia is talking to a network of people in the United States.
And everybody agrees that that's a good thing. But it seems to me, Ralph, and I'm trying to take the position of a lot of my listeners, because we polled them on this issue, and they're concerned about this. 90% of my listeners said that only 10% of the people who took our poll on this said that they were comfortable. Everybody, all the other 90% were uncomfortable with what's going on right now. So, Ralph, even though we may not have your background, the truth is it's pegging our creepy meter when we think that there might be appointees in the White House, for example, who may be overlaying, looking over the shoulders of the of the people at the NSA. No. We know what they did at the IRS.
The system's not structured like that, because at the NSA, for instance, or the CIA or DIA, there are incredible layers of safeguards to protect Americans. The IRS didn't have those safeguards. Yeah. Justice Department doesn't have those. I'm telling you, folks, there are real things to worry about. Worry about what Eric Holder's Justice Department does. Mm-hmm. Worry about the IRS. Don't worry about patriotic Americans, patriots at NSA doing their best to protect you. Give me a moment here. Jim, the intelligence system can't win. If they don't do this stuff and there's a terrorist attack, then everybody screams intelligence failure. If they do due diligence and check all these external communications with Saudi Arabia and Yemen talking to agents in the United States, then we're snooping and prying. And the left, the real complaints here shouldn't be from conservatives. They should be from the left, because the left are the ones that want to protect the terrorists.
You have to agree with me on this. This has made some really strange bedfellows, this debate, hasn't it?
Yeah, and some bed bugs, too.
Well said. Ralph Peters, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Hello, Richmond. When we come back, I'm gonna remind Ralph that I don't think we're upset at the NSA. I think we're upset at the people who the NSA works for. Tintail, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.